I see there are some baseball fans here today. And I grew up in a city where there had been at one time three baseball teams. Now we was robbed. We was robbed before I was born, and people in New York are still bitter about this. What are you going to do? And my introduction to baseball came when I was in the second grade, and the Miracle Mets beat this team from Baltimore named after a cookie. Now, I have to explain to you that there are no Orioles in New York, right? The first time I ever saw one was in my later 20s when I moved down here and saw these strange orange birds. So, as far as I knew, the team in Baltimore were the Oreos. But the Miracle Mets had beat them in the World Series, and this was my introduction to baseball. And actually, the first major league ball game I ever went to was at Shea Stadium. It was a Mets game, but my father was from the Bronx, and the Giants had gone. And so, you know, well, I mean, you can probably tell from my shirt, those of you who can, I mean, it's right there, Yankees, that I'm a New Yorker, and, you know, I come by this, honestly, I'm a Yankees fan, right? Hey, come over to the dark side. We got cookies, that's right. I got you, booze. But, you know, where would the Yankees be without the Red Sox? And where would the Red Sox be without the Yankees, right? You got it. The sports rivalries, that's really a great part of the game. And there's a whole sermon in that, and that's not really where I'm going today. But that is part of the game. That is totally part of the game. But I grew up in New York. And so when you grow up in a big city like that, you start to think that this is, baseball is all, it's all the show, right? It's all, the major leagues are it. But I discovered that that is not, I mean, as much as I love it, and I love going to Yankee Stadium now, I do. And I love going to the new Nat Stadium, and I love going to Camden Yards, and I root for the Orioles, except for when the Yankees are playing there. And I love those big stadiums and the major league teams and all this, and I love going to the Nats games when the president's race, because that's fun, right? And there's all that going on. But there is nothing like a good minor league game, right? So my Hillsboro Hops hat, and I don't get a hat at every ballpark because, well, first of all, I just don't wear them that often. What am I going to do with all, but It was warm, and the sun was shining down, and, you know, sequins. I mean, I just couldn't resist. I had to get this hat. And you got to root for the home team, right? And even when I even in Pawtucket, I cheered for the Pawtucket Sox, because they're the minor league team, right? Like I can cheer them on. You got to do that. Now, when was I here? Did you know that there is a UU Ministers Baseball League? And I'm in it. So we don't actually play. We go to, at General Assembly, we get together and we go to a baseball game. There's a commissioner. The commissioner is responsible for getting the schedule and organizing everything and sending out the emails and finding out who wants tickets. And the commissioner does a lot of work. So I'm not the commissioner. I will never be the commissioner. I should never use that word never because, you know, watch out, right? I am not the commissioner, but we get together at General Assembly and we go to a game, and minor league is better. I don't know what's going to happen this year because GA is in Kansas City, and that's not known for its minor league team. That's known for the Kansas City Royals. See, I know there are baseball fans here. But I love minor league ball because people are, they're hungry. I don't just mean the fans. The players are hungry. They want to get to the majors, and they work so hard, and it's fabulous. And baseball and softball are great equalizers because it's something everybody can do at all different ages. And I found out that Brew had a soccer team here. Football. A football team. I mean, a golf... Brew had a... Brew had a softball team here. Brew had a softball team here, and this is the winning ball from the first game that Brew won. I understand Mike Freeland was the manager, yeah? And he's up there doing sound today. Is that right, Mike? You were the manager? Mike was the manager. And this is the winning ball with all the signatures, and Anise played on the team. I mean, how great is that? And one of the things I love about baseball and softball is that it really and truly is a team sport. Now, there are a lot of things that are team sports, you know. Basketball is a team sport. But you can have one star on a basketball team and four people who kind of sort of know what they're doing, and you can win basketball games. You can't win baseball games with one star. You can't. You can't have a star pitcher. Do you know that you can pitch a no-hitter and still lose the ball game? And that it has happened. You can't have a perfect game and lose a perfect game. But you could conceivably tie a perfect game. But you could pitch a no-hitter and still lose the ball game. Because it's not all about the pitcher. And it's not all about the one-star hitter. Because that one-star hitter could get up. And even if that star slugger got on base or hit home runs every time they got up to bat, which in an average ball game is, what, three times? Maybe four? You can still lose the ball game. Because everybody has to cooperate in the field and in the batting order too. You have to cooperate with all the runners who are on, and you have to pay attention to the signals. You can't get too cocky. You can't think, oh, it's all about me. No matter what happens, I'm going to steal the next. You have to pay attention to where the ball is going, because you can get yourself out when you could have been safe if you're not paying attention. And another thing that I love about baseball and it being a team game is that even the best sluggers ever. Now, who was the best slugger in the major leagues ever? He was the best slugger. Who had the best batting average ever in the majors? Ted Williams. Ted Williams batted 400 in his best year ever. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, aren't paying attention to baseball and say, what is she talking about? That means 400 is 40%. He got a hit 40% of the time. That means 60% of the time that he came up to bat, he didn't get a hit. The best batter ever didn't get a hit 60% of the time that he came up to the plate in his best year. I mean, that's something, right? And yet people keep coming back and back to play and to watch this game. Now, games can win, can end on a you can win a game, it can end on a hit. They're called walk-off homers usually. When the home team is down, so there's a bottom of the ninth inning, and the batter hits a run and comes ahead of the away team, which was ahead, so now there's a walk-off run or possibly even a walk-off homer. But more often than not, games end on an out. Because it's not, baseball isn't timed. Anybody ever go to a baseball game that you thought, you know, this is great because I know the game's going to be about 3 hours, but I'll get home in time, you know, to have plenty of sleep and go to work tomorrow, only to find out that it's tied in the ninth and it goes to extra innings and I need some sleep, but I can't leave. Anybody, has this ever happened to anybody? Or just, yeah, okay, not just me. I'm glad to know that. There have been some games that have gone on for 27 innings. And when you pull somebody out of the game in baseball, you can't put them back in that game. So I played soccer in high school. Anybody here play soccer? Ever? Some of the younger people. In soccer and in some other sports, you can have substitutions all the time. You can come out and sit on the bench and, you know, relax for a few minutes, get your wind back, and then go back into the game. Not so in baseball. Once you're out, you're out. When that substitution has been made, it has been made. And that's it for the game. You know, it's a little bit like how we do things in churches here. Once I leave you, I will be gone. I can't come back in, right? I'll be gone in June. I'll really be gone. You know, I'll be gone from the pulpit in June, and I'll be around for, you know, any pastoral emergencies through the summer. And then I'm gone, and I can't have contact with you for a while. Now, let's say in 10 or 15 years, a different ball game. If you need another interim minister, could I potentially come back and be your interim minister again? Has that ever happened in a congregation? Yeah, after a long, yeah, that has happened. But once I'm out, I'm out. I can't come back in. And there are reasons for that, and there are reasons for that in baseball, too. It certainly makes the game more interesting. But it certainly does mean that the team has to be intentional, right? About every decision, about who's coming in when, about batting orders, about who's playing what part, and about how we do all the parts and how we work all those parts together. So when I'm sitting in the stands and I'm watching a really exciting play, I'm watching that ball go out. And maybe it's not a fly, maybe it's been a grounder, and then the second baseman catches it. And maybe he has to decide, can he get the runner out at first, or should he go for the runner at third? Because sometimes it's a fielder's choice, right? Who's he going to go for? Or is there going to be a double play? Or can that fielder catch it at all? Those really spectacular catches, and then the throws. Or maybe two fielders are going for the same ball, and somebody's going to have to back off, right? Remember those miracle Mets that I told you about? Part of why they were a miracle is because they didn't play that way when they started out. There was a very famous outfield play in which three fielders went for the same ball, and nobody called anybody else off, and they had a lovely outfield collision and nobody got the ball. So there's so much working together. And for me, that reminds me just of life in general. Don't we all have to work together? Don't we have to communicate with one another? Don't we have to say, I've got it? It might be great. We might want to be the star. We might want to make that spectacular catch, but it's better for the whole team to let my partner catch it. The pitcher might want to stay on the mound, but if the pitcher's getting tired, the catcher has to look out for the pitcher, right? Sometimes all the pitcher needs is a pep talk. And the catcher and the manager and maybe another player come up and you have a conference. But sometimes the manager comes up to the mound and what happens? The manager says, thank you. You've done your job for today. We're calling somebody in from the bullpen. And we have to be ready at those times to say, yeah, I've done what I can do. It's not all about me. It's about the team. So I'm telling you that my time with you is almost done. It's not about me. It's about the team. And I don't know who the next pitcher is going to be. And I don't know how many innings this game is going to go on for. But what a team you've got here. What a fabulous, fabulous team. I will continue to cheer for you in whatever team I end up playing for. Because there's no league without all of us, right? It has been my absolute privilege to be part of this team for so long. I'm going to be moving on in a few months, but you're going to continue to play together. And your team will change not just with your minister, but people come and go in a church, yeah? But the team is still the team. I don't know, maybe Mike, maybe you'll start this up again sometime. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, maybe there'll be interest. Maybe you'll literally have another Brew softball team. I'm not going to throw this towards Anise at the piano, because if another ball ends up in the piano, I don't think she'll be happy. And you don't want to know how badly I throw. I used to play in this pickup game when I was a student of biology. We had a field outside the biology department, and we'd have this pickup game on Friday afternoons. And because it was softball and there was a short center and I had such a bad arm, they actually would always put me at second base because they figured the shortstop and the short center could cover for me. Yeah. But everybody played. They never said, don't play. And I'm going to tell you, everybody plays. I'm never going to tell you, don't play. This team needs each and every one of you. It's sort of spring out there. It is the season of baseball and softball. It is time to kick the mud off those cleats. Batter up. And namaste.